Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
In the studio we have...
Hi, I'm Andrea Fonseca.
Hello, Andrea Fonseca. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much.
Have you had a busy day today?
Yes, it was quite full.
What have you been doing?
Well, talking about Celebrity Car Wars.
That's what we're going to be talking about here.
Exactly.
Busy day then, starting off early...
Yes, quite early. You know, they like to work as hard.
Do they?
Yeah.
What channel are you on?
Well, we're going to be on History Asia.
Uh-huh.
So it's also in line. It's an original production, really.
Right.
So it means that they came up with the concept is brand new. It's, sanctioned by the station, and we did it. It's
okay.
Done.
Okay, we'll get to it in a minute.
Yep.
Quick reminder, folks, 016-201-9000. That's the number if you want to take part in the giveaway. Ding, ding. If you want to get in touch via Twitter, we're at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON.
That's right.
So then, how long have you been back in Malaysia? Because I understand you're not based here anymore, right?
No, I moved to Sydney 2 years ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that was really nice. Things there are wonderful. And I just came back basically for this press tour.
Right.
And I'm here.
And you've been running around ragged since they brought you back.
Yes, it's like kind of mush, mush, go! But yeah, so because the celebrities are from all over Asia, so there's
right.
Six of us. So some from Philippines, some from Thailand. So the press tour really goes to each country. And so since, Malaysia,
yeah.
I'm here.
Right.
So are six of you here together or just
no,
you?
No, just me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And what are these other celebrities like? Were there, there has to have been clashes of personality at some point.
You know what? We're all really different, and we all, and I know it's so beauty pageant to say this, we actually all get along so well. No, literally, we all still have the WhatsApp chat group, and we still talk to each other and everything and
right.
make fun of each other. The only clash of personality I would say is me, because I'm really competitive. So when one of, there was one, Casey was kind of doing pretty well, and I was like, I've got to bring him down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I'm gonna bring them down. I'm gonna equal the playing field. So that's me. But it's a competition, and
yeah.
We know, and we don't take things personally. So.
All right, okay. We'll be carrying on and talking a little bit more about Celebrity Car Wars in a few minutes. I'm really liking this idea. We'll get into in depth a little bit about it, and you can tell us all about how it works, what the heck happens on the show. But in the meantime, quick reminder: 016-201-9000.
Ding ding.
We'll ask you a question a little bit later on. Don't
that's
go anywhere.
Right.
BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chu.
This is...
Andrew Fonseca, joining yours.
Here we go. Right then. So, Celebrity Car Wars.
Yes.
What exactly is that?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 8 episodes long on History Asia, on Astro, channel 555, 575. Sorry, obligatory plug.
Absolutely fine.
Done. All right, now we've got that out of the way. It's 8 episodes, and each episode has two challenges,
yeah.
Car-related challenges. So, racing a car.
Right.
A proper race car. Around a proper racetrack, drifting,
yeah. mm-hmm.
drag racing, an obstacle course through a shopping center.
What?
obviously, car wash and, the obligatory wet t-shirt contest.
Uh-huh.
yeah, so crazy stuff like that. It's insane. It's original and it's... The car, yes, it's about cars and there's good mm-hmm. reviews. And Bobby Tonelli, who's the host, does a really, really good job. But what's really exciting about it is to see how six celebrities, myself included, cope doing something they have no idea what to do.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
No experience in drag cars and all.
Well, for me, none. Mm. I couldn't even drive a stick shift going into this.
Before you started the show.
The last time I drove a stick shift was in a Kanchil.
When you were learning.
When I was 16, So that was the last time. And obviously since I've been driving automatic, and so mm-hmm. you forget these things. So
right.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's also left-hand drive.
Wow.
Oh. Mm.
So they're teaching you all these skills, drifting or one thing or another. Who was teaching you drifting? Because we interviewed Leona Chin, who was like Malaysia's top female drifter.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, maybe if Leona taught me, I might have sort of had a chance. No, there was there's a guy called the Drift King in the Philippines. So he and his little teachers taught us.
Yeah.
And we also had two, initially we had two coaches. So Michelle and Gabby, who are actually legit race car drivers, like in the Philippines, and they also race in the US as well. And then our good old Alex Young comes in, of course, fashionably late in the show, and pops up and gives us an extra hand as well. So that's how we learn.
Which part did you enjoy the most?
Honestly, I really liked hanging with, you know, like Joy Meat King is one of the celebrities, Alan Wu. Like, I've met them kind of, but I never really got to know them better. So it's really good to put personalities behind a persona. So we all got along really well. It was actually kicking. Really, what we really enjoyed was making fun of Bobby the host, because we're all hosts, you know, and so just the stuff that, like, I think they had a really hard time editing it because it's supposed to be a family show. And all these innuendos, it's like, you know, I remember there was one bit and, you know, I leapt up into placings for a certain competition and Bobby was like, oh, Andrea, coming in from the back. I was like, yep, that's me. So stuff like that. That was the fun bit.
Did you have that little we have it sometimes on air where you see what you can kind of get through and it passes censorship without actually, you know what I mean? You
play absolutely. That little game. I'm not saying anything bad. Ah, I was coming in from the back.
It's a lot of fun though, right? You know, just getting in the odd little joke when
when you first started like drifting, you know, obviously you've not drifted before, but you know, when you first started drifting and all, did you feel scared
at the
beginning?
Actually, drifting and ATV four-wheel drive are the two bits where you actually see me cry, I think. I realized doing this show, it's about self-exploration as well. I'm really competitive, like crazy, insanely competitive. Something comes over me and I will throw myself off a cliff if I think that's going, you know.
If you're
going
to win.
If I'm going to win it. Yeah. So number two is I can't not be in control. So when you're drifting a car, like it's you have to try and control this car and to do like a donut. And if you can't control it, you're not control, right? So that's really hard. And then the ATV four-wheel driving is like an obstacle course and everything. And it was really like bouncing everywhere. And I, you know, 2 meter deep ditches and stuff with these huge, it's like monster truck size sort of a thing, right? Going in, and so I'm like, it's a race, I want to go fast, so I thang through it when you're supposed to go slowly. Like, what are the other guys like? And just driving that thing like is a she's got a remote controller, and she's, I'm like just bouncing everywhere and everything. So yeah, so when those two things, when I was not in control, I like, it's seriously
but this high idea about you being competitive, though, surely you've been competitive, I mean, before. Was this something that kind of cemented it for you, though?
I've never been a contestant in a reality show.
Right.
So it was a big, like, and it was, honestly, it was just our egos. Like, you just wanted to win. Like, I wanted to win because, A, I wanted to break the stereotype of, you know, the female Asian driver. B, I'm the only Malaysian there. I'm like, you know.
You got to win.
Yeah. Exactly.
Are you the only female driver there?
No, Joey and I are in. But like Joey's like competing with herself. She's like in Joey land. She's like, oh, you know, it's okay. Andrea, I want you to win. Go, Andrea. Come on, yay. And I'm like, I'm going to kill you. I was like, you know, as long as like, you know, for example, like Casey was leading, I'm like, I don't care if I lose. I just don't want him to win.
Right.
So, yeah.
Who do you think was the most competitive then?
Apart from you.
If you ask them, all of them that, they'll be like, Andrea. And they're not, if they know I'm on a road, they won't be on that same road. Let's put it that way. They're like, stay away from Andrea. All of us were competitive, except Joey. Joey.
Where was all the filming done then?
It was all done in Manila, in the Philippines. So we went to different racetracks in Manila, in the Philippines, you know, 2 or 3 hours out of the city and stuff. So it was all done there.
So now that you've done this and you've learned how to drift and your stick shift skills are great and one thing or another.
How
is this going to translate into your everyday driving? Have you got to kind of stop yourself every now and again?
Do you know what? Coming back, and I went to Sydney and I got into my automatic car. I wanted to kiss it. I wanted to kiss it, and I gave it a little hug, and I was like, oh, this is so good.
Right. What days can we see this show then?
So it's the premiere is on the 29th of August, which is a Monday. So for the 8 Mondays after that, including that day, at 10 p.m. on Astro Channel 555 and HD Channel 575. So it's at 10 p.m. So 10 p.m. Mondays, tune in. It's seriously, there's something for everyone. And you know what? For the only reason to watch me be in such... It's really nice to see someone try so hard at something they're so bad at. And, you know, and if they fail, at least I gave it a red hot go, you know?
Right. Yeah. Oh, it sounds like fun. Let's tune in. Right, ladies and gents, quick reminder, 016-201-9000 if you want to get in touch via Twitter, at BFM Radio, at BFM TTO. And we're going to take a very short break. We'll be back after these songs. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or black forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
This is...
Andrea Fonseca.
She is going to be in Car Wars. It's featured... It starts on the 29th of August.
Yes.
Monday, 10 p.m.
Exactly. History Channel on 555 and Channel 575 HD.
How many episodes? 8, right?
8 episodes,
Excellent. Right, we've got news from page 2 coming up very shortly. Of course, we've got Smarty Pants. Andrea has already confessed that she's extremely competitive.
Super.
This should be good. Right.
Oh, moving I'm on, scared.
Moving on to news from page 2. Sounds a little bit like this.
Extra, extra,
what's all the shouting?
Come on, then, Abby.
First.
Go on,
okay,
then.
I'll be talking about bagpipe lung.
What the heck
is
bagpipe lung?
It's a warning.
Why are your stories so depressing? Why can't we have a happy story?
Well,
bagpipe.
Yeah, bagpipe lung.
Bagpipe.
Bagpipe.
Like
you know, bagpipers.
That's the one. That's what it sounds like to me, too.
Right.
Really?
Yes.
We had a bagpiper in before.
I know, you've already said that.
Yeah, he's cute.
That doesn't mean he...
That helps, though.
Scotland.
Yeah.
In his kilt.
Yeah, in his kilt, really. He was in his kilt.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to my story. Mm-hmm. So this man, he's 61 year old, he actually died of a bagpipe lung. So what they're trying to say is that, you know, trumpeters, you know, saxophonists, as well as, you know, pipers, they got to beware because by playing a wind instrument could damage your lungs.
Okay.
How?
Yeah. Yeah, so he actually developed a very bad reaction to mold and fungi lurking inside and the moist interior of his bagpipes that caused his lung, causes lung infection in a way.
Okay.
So mold is actually really bad
it's terrible.
For you.
It's terrible.
Yeah, see, I have pictures here, so it's white. Patches.
You're showing
all.
Us pictures of mold.
Basically, it's, you know, the food that you tap out and you forgot about at the back of the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that you can see. Yes.
I remember the first apartment I moved into at university when I walked in and on the ceiling there was mold. And as soon as you walk in, you're like, I don't want to be living really here.
So that's why they would advise people to actually clean their instruments, you know.
That sounds terribly wrong.
It's just like us wearing headphones all the time. Yeah. You know, we have to clean our headphones or else you get ear infection.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
It's the same thing.
Yeah,
you get ear infection.
Just slowly. Just
remove the heads. These are clean ones. Don't worry, we clean it.
Even microphones,
so
anything.
My question is then, right, nowadays you see fewer and fewer bagpipers. Previously then, this must have been something that's been around for a while, I assume.
Pretty much sure they didn't mention, but I think it's pretty long time ago. But I think this is
they've
the
just
first,
given it a new name. Bagpipe lung.
So look, it could be any, like, honestly, it's just mold lung. They just want to call it something fancy.
They
gotta
give it
lung.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know,
so we'll remember the name.
Exactly. But
well, I mean, for those musicians especially, you know. So how do you determine how do you know if you have a bagpipe lung symptom? So now, if you get breathless,
should I turn down the music so we can do it like a PSA? Go on.
So if you get breathless. And you
do you get breathless?
And then develop a cough.
Are you developing a cough?
And then you should consider whether their symptoms might be caused by their music practice.
Perhaps you should consider cleaning your instrument.
There we go.
There we go.
Take up piano. Take up piano instead.
And
okay.
Guitar.
Right. Now, I'm going to be talking a little bit about... we've had the Olympics fever. It's all done.
Yep.
Now, Tokyo, of course, coming up 2020.
Yes, can't wait.
I think it's going to be brilliant.
Did you watch the video?
Did you see that?
I Shinzo Abe? Yet. I'm roaming brilliant. At the moment.
Dude, you got to see it. Right?
Brilliant, brilliant.
Shinzo Abe coming out at the Rio
Apparently.
Olympics.
Super Mario!
Super Mario!
Did they have the song?
Everything.
Yes. Everything. It was holding the ball. It's got the
brilliant.
Gun, everything.
Absolutely brilliant. That sound, as soon as I heard that, I'm like, that's it. But like the intro to the video, there's stuff like there's Hello Kitty, Dragon Ball Z, there's Doraemon,
nice.
All of the stuff that you associate with like
Japan, yeah.
Japan. But now what they're doing is they're looking at the possibility of future Olympic medals being made out of e-waste, right? We know that
e-waste.
E-waste, yeah. So e-waste being electronic waste.
Right, got it. Yeah.
So
yeah.
We know that in certain smartphones, there's.
Yeah, yeah.
Bits of gold, there's bits of silver and one
copper
thing or another.
And, yeah.
Copper and whatnot. So they're looking at each year in Japan, they get rid of 650,000 tons of old electronic waste each year. Mm. And most of that stuff can't be recycled or upcycled or whatever. But some of the stuff can. Mm. And what they're saying is, wouldn't it be nice if these new medals that they're putting around our Olympics champions' necks are made from something that's around, been around for a while. We're recycling stuff.
I think that's wonderful, and I think they should get plastic from the ocean and use it as you know the band
the
around
band.
Right.
The thing. I think that's a wonderful idea.
Right. So what they're
like
saying
Rio,
is
Rio should have quite a lot of that.
There, the plastic.
Okay. Yeah.
I think there's plenty, right?
Yes, everywhere.
Yeah. It was
everywhere.
That gold swimming pool, though.
Oh.
Right. So apparently, 9.6 kilograms of gold, 1,210 kilograms of silver, and 700 kilograms of copper. Were all the main components of bronze were all used to produce the medals for the 2012 Olympic Games in London. These were all from recycled stuff, but Tokyo want to step it up a little bit further.
Of course they do.
Now then,
it's
so
time.
We have this competitive young lady in the studio. We're going to have this thing we call Smarty Pants. Sounds like this.
Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Nice, right?
I love it.
Right. So the idea is you have 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you can.
Okay.
You don't know the answer, say skip. We move right along.
Oh, gosh.
Highest score.
I really hope that I
So
don't.
There's 30 questions. Highest score is 27. Lower score is 1.
Okay. So mm-hmm. I just need to get more than 1 correct.
Well,
I mean,
it depends how competitive you are. If you want to win,
yeah.
You've got to get more than 27.
Yeah. You've got to speak faster.
And that means I've got to read faster.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Are we ready for this? Okay. Your 3 minutes start. Now,
go.
Lawrence Boythorn and John Jarndyce are characters in which Charles Dickens novel? Oliver Twist or Bleak House?
Oliver Twist.
It's Bleak House. A group of which birds is known as tidings, pigeons or magpies?
Magpies.
Correct. What type of animal is a cob, antelope or deer?
A cob.
Cob, K-O-B.
Antelope or deer. Antelope.
Correct. If something is nappy form, it's shaped like which vegetable, a turnip or carrot?
Nappy form. Can you spell that, please?
N-A-P-I-F-O-R-M.
Nappy form. Mm-hmm. Turnip or?
Correct. We'll just go with that. Sable is the heraldic term for which color, black or red?
Sorry, sable.
Sable.
Black.
Who was president of the start of the American Civil War? Teddy Roosevelt or Abraham Lincoln?
At the start of it.
Correct.
Abraham Lincoln.
Correct. What is the name of the marine animal related to a person who unscrupulously exploits or swindles others? A shark or a killer whale?
Shot.
Correct. What does a noctambulist do? Sleep walk or sleep talk?
Noctambulist.
Yeah.
Sleep talk.
Sleep walk. In the US TV series Smallville, it's about a comic book hero. Which one? Green Lantern or Superman?
Superman.
Traditionally, a coven traditionally refers to a meeting of how many witches? 12 or 13?
A coven.
Mm-hmm.
13?
Correct. Where will the 2020 Olympics be held?
Tokyo.
In British law, what does QC stand for? Quality check or Queen's Counsel?
Queen's Counsel.
Which mobile phone company has the motto, connecting people? Nokia or Sony Ericsson?
Ayo, Nokia, I think.
Correct. What is the capital of Lebanon, Beirut or Damascus?
Beirut.
Correct. Universal product codes are more commonly known by what name, barcodes or serial numbers?
So universal product.
Product codes, UPC.
UPC, yeah.
Correct, barcodes.
Yeah.
How many stars make up Orion's belt, 3 or 4?
3.
Ananas is French for which fruit, pineapple or watermelon?
I would have said banana, but I'll say pineapple.
It is correct. According to the proverb, many hands make what? things easier or light work?
Many hands make light work.
Correct. What is the name of the Indian python in Rudyard Kipling's Jungle Book? Ka or Khan?
Khan?
No, it's Ka.
Saga.
No. Saga and Stilton. Stilton are types of what foodstuff? That's spelt wrong. It should be Stilton. Saga and Stilton are types of what foodstuff? Wine or cheese?
Cheese.
Correct. What is the second event of a men's decathlon? Long jump or running?
I don't know. Long jump.
Running. Aye. What type of food is claret? Is it wine or spring water?
What?
Claret. What type of drink is it? Wine or spring water?
Spring water.
It's wine. What type of creature is a cobia? Is it fish or a bird?
How do you spell that?
It is spelled C-O-B-I-A.
Fish.
I'll give you one more question. The Nanpu Bridge is in which Chinese city? Shanghai or Beijing?
Shanghai.
Correct. We're out of time. We'll be right back after these messages. Do not go anywhere. We'll find out how well Andrea did.
I got more than one. So
and
I'm
Smarty happy. Pants. BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chu.
This is
Andrea Fonseca.
Check out Car Wars on
Celebrity Car Wars.
Celebrity Car Wars. I do apologize. On Astro Channel 555
and 575 on HD.
On Monday from the 29th of August.
Yes.
For the next 8 weeks.
At 10 p.m.
Oh, my word. I'm kind of keying in what I'm going to be watching for the next couple of weeks. I've got Ancient Aliens, I've got Celebrity Car Wars. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm not leaving my apartment. That's a problem, right?
Well, you know.
You know.
It's all right then.
Right then. Ladies and gents, quick reminder, 016-201-9000. That's the number to remember if you're taking part in the giveaway. You've heard all the announcements so far. Andrea was taking part in Smarty Pants earlier on. How well do you think you did?
Not bad.
You wanted a bit more, right?
I wanted more.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Blame Richard. I think you read
Hey, I read
slow.
Pretty fast.
Yeah, but I took a while to digest. Right. I'm moving a bit slow today.
And some of the questions are quite
brain.
Long as well,
yes,
you know?
They are.
Right.
You
okay.
Shorter questions.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go through some of the questions.
The first one. Now, Lawrence Boythorn and John Jardine's are characters in which Charles Dickens' novel is Bleak House. What does Noctambulist do? Is sleepwalk? The third one, what is the name of the Indian python in Rudyard Kipling's Jungle Book? Is Ka. What is the second event of a men's decathlon? Is running. What type of drink is claret? Is wine.
All right, and drum roll, please.
Wine.
Ladies and gentlemen, Andrea Fonseca scored 19 points.
It's good. Yay! It's good. It's good. We're happy with that. Happy with that?
You know,
I mean, out of 23, was it 23?
Out of 24.
24.
Oh,
that's
okay,
pretty good.
Left.
It's pretty good.
So exactly 5 incorrect ones.
It's good. We try our best.
Now then, we have a quick fact to deliver, ladies and gents. As usual, Adeline, what have you got?
Now, trees sleep at night, as we all know.
What?
Yeah, trees sleep at night, so relaxing their branches after dawn and perking them up before sunrise.
Oh, that's technically not sleeping there.
Resting.
Okay, did you know that there was a toilet paper shortage in the US in 1973, all caused by a joke on a radio talk show?
Did you know that? I have that fact as well.
The guy basically said, you better hoard your toilet paper because there's no more coming next week. So
really?
People
so
did.
Everybody bought a
and in
19, ton.
That was it.
Yeah.
Can I just say something? Do you know that I've only bought toilet paper twice in the 2 years that I've been in Australia because I buy them on special? So it's everywhere. It's under the bed. It's like, and they have like grocery delivery. So, So
wow,
I buy them.
A lot.
Normally it's like 40 cents a roll and I buy it when it's at 19 cents a roll.
Well, okay, wait, this is really interesting. So what about other products?
There's a
shampoos and you know, the same kind of thing.
Yep, when it's on special. We have quite a lot of storage space in our apartment. Mm-hmm. And so basically.
My mum used to be like that, but then she would do silly.
My mother's so proud of me for doing that.
Right.
She just loves me so much more.
But she would buy things that you wouldn't use for a long, long time. So she'd end up buying like 40 cans of hairspray. And I'm thinking...
For what?
Exactly. That would be my question.
Okay, maybe not 40. I'd buy like, if it's on special, I'd buy like 10.
Yeah, 10 is max.
Okay. All right, all right.
Does your mum use
You wait till you see my mum.
Okay.
Ladies and gents, that's it. We've done everything we need to do. Andrea, tell us more about Celebrity Car Wars. When is it on?
It starts on 29th of August on Monday at 10 p.m. on History Asia Channel 555 or Channel 575 HD.
Lovely.
Yes.
Okay, that's
eight episodes. It's awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, That's it. We will be back tomorrow, of course, from deepest, darkest Banda Utama. It has been that time of night. I've been Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
This has been...
And Andrew Fonseca joining you guys. Thank you for having me.
Thank
Absolute
you.
Pleasure. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or black forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.